B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello! Loren.
Yeah.
Are you with us?
I'm present, accounted for, and awake.
Yay!
Loren and Nicole did Ariana Grande last night at the Spectrum Center. What time did you get back to the casa?
I literally did not put my head on a pillow until 12 o'clock last night.
That's late, girl. That's late.
That was a late one.
That's late.
She played past 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Breaking all the rules.
I know. I was like, well, you're already paying a fine, so let's take this right up to 11:15. But yeah, then we had to, you know, hop the light rail back to the station and everything else. So.
Ah.
Yeah.
You didn't scooter?
Well, we scootered down.
Yeah. All right. So let's get right into our day in 30 seconds. And I'll recap mine real quick, Roy. I took Dean to the Charlotte Knights game last night. It was Bark in the Park, where you got to bring your dog.
Yeah.
Well, my dog passed away a little over a year ago, Kasia. And so Dean and I were excited to see Finley and Nicole.
Yeah.
Finley's Nicole's dog. Finley didn't make the cut.
Oh, no.
No Finley. Because Nicole was meeting Loren.
At the concert,
which I didn't know about till later on in the day.
Well, I don't think any of us knew. We got tickets really last minute.
Okay. And so we're leaving, I don't know, it's like the seventh inning. Loren's showing up around 8:45-ish out in front of the stadium.
It's like 8:30.
Okay, 8:30. And so I said to Nicole, how is Loren getting here? She said she's riding a scooter from the station to BB&T Ballpark, which is about 2 miles.
Yeah, it's pretty far away.
And I'm like, oh, God. And Nicole goes, why? What's the matter? I go, I've seen Loren ride a scooter before.
She's not stable.
Oh, it's not good.
It's like a newborn fawn on ice.
Yeah. It looks a lot like that.
Yeah, it's like a baby deer trying to get its grip on life. So with that, I swear, I turn left, and here comes Loren like, jerking up to the...
Hitting all the bombs, feeling them.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm brake checking myself.
And Nicole turns just at the perfect time where, like, Loren was like this, and she just starts dying laughing.
Yeah.
So,
and I also don't know where anything is uptown. Like, I know general areas, but I couldn't tell you how to get to the station from the station to BB&T Ballpark. So I have Siri telling me how to get there. I have stuffed in my bra.
Yeah.
And then I'm also asking her to read me text messages and send me text messages
while
I'm driving.
Come to think of it, Loren came from the wrong direction last night.
Siri did give me 3 different ways to come. I chose the more direct way where I only had to get on 2 streets. It was much faster to go another way.
Okay.
Because I couldn't keep looking down at my, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At my phone while I'm on a scooter. So I had to just have her tell me.
Yeah.
Just like talking out loud. What year did you move here?
Long time ago.
None of your business, Nicole. 2012.
She's directionally challenged.
I am. Thank you.
Huh.
She has no, like, center point. Like, at least for me, my center point would be like, okay, I know how to get to the football stadium. I can get to the football stadium from anywhere in the city. I can aim to the football stadium, even the baseball stadium, you know, and then I can work from there.
Mm-hmm. That's how I got, because I scooted from the station, too. So I was thinking, okay, well, obviously we're going to Uptown. So Tryon will take you straight to Uptown.
It's amazing.
Doesn't even know where Tryon is.
And then you have the ballpark, and then you have the park, and then it's right beside Tryon, so then you just got to go over one.
Okay, to my defense, A, I never lived Uptown, ever, okay? And two, the only thing Uptown that I know where it is for sure is the arena, because I spent 3 years of my life living there, pretty much.
Right. For those of you that don't know, she lived in the boiler room. Times were tough.
Hold on.
She was a dancer.
You told me.
I couldn't get there from BB&T. I don't come that way. I come up 16.
It's got to be the right climate. Providence.
Oh, okay.
I knew that, see?
All right. We'll spend a little more time with Loren because I want to recap on the show last night. So, Roy, what about you yesterday?
I'm trying to get into a business school, and yesterday...
Wait. Not just any business school.
No, it's not just any business school.
I'm trying to get into a really hard business school.
The business school.
I'm trying to get into Harvard's business school.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And I pretty much had the girl from admissions call me yesterday. And without saying, you dumb idiot, you're not getting in.
Aww.
She said, you dumb idiot, you're not getting in. She was like, you know, because I dropped out of community college. And she's like, it would just look a lot better if you had a bachelor's coming into this. She's like, why don't I set you up? We have an extension program. You can, because they have Harvard has a program where if you've worked in a certain industry for 10 years, you can get a Harvard extension. You can go to Harvard, but through the back door.
Oh, my God.
She's like, you know, why don't you get a bachelor's of liberal arts? You apply for that, and then that will help you get into Harvard Business School. And I'm like, well, that's not happening.
And this is all online.
Yeah.
You're going to do the online.
Yeah, well, you have to spend like 10% in actual at Harvard. The rest is 90% online.
So
what are you going to do, summer school?
Well, so I said, why don't I just take certain classes that transfers over to Harvard, and then that will help me get in. But pretty much she told me, she's like, I'm not telling you no, but
it would look right now.
It would look a lot better if you started taking some other things so we can consider your application.
All I know is yesterday at this time, Nicole, Roy was like, I want to do the business school, but Sterling's like, no.
Because too much time.
Too much time. And he just... So Roy is such a personality that he needs something else. Like the radio job is not enough for him. Like, he needs something else in his life.
Oh, no.
You do.
That's not why I'm doing this.
You operate that way because as long as I've known you, you've always had a side gig. Lorraine and Nicole, you can agree.
It is. But when we first got here, we were so underpaid, I required a side gig. And then number two, we just got kicked off the radio this week. I think I need to button down some education. I don't know if this show's going to last. So I'm trying to set things up for the ultimate end.
So the Harvard Business School. But Roy just went through realtor school.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, and then like you had your side job where you did the video
thing. This is supposed to help all the other stuff I've done.
Okay.
This is supposed to finally put a nice bow at the top of it. I get an education, and Roy is no longer the dropout from community college.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody sees you as that anyway.
Well, it's more of a me thing, and yeah. I want to learn this. I want to know this.
There's so many, like, other colleges, you know, to go from, like, a lot
Phoenix
of people go
school.
From, yeah, ITT Tech. There's a lot of schools that people go from community college to university. I said, no thanks. I'm just going to jump right in. I'm going to go from dropout to Harvard.
Yeah, not any university.
And I'm hoping, like, you know, there's always, like, that 1% of people they let in that they probably shouldn't let in. I'm hoping I'm luckily somehow in that.
You somehow get into the lottery.
like, you'll be the one with the essay, the admittance essay, where it's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't prepare for this. And they're like, wow, that's truthful.
I did put in a huge essay, so hopefully that helps. A really long
Here's
essay.
Here's a Harvard song. Oh, wait, I don't know what the... Oh, what is this?
That says UNC sucks.
Yeah, let me see.
They do, but...
10,000 men of Harvard want victory today. Fair Harvard holds the sway.
Harvard's too snooty to have a dang fight song.
Yeah. Sounds like it was recorded in 1936.
Yeah.
That was actually back when they had the band together since then.
Well, good luck, Roy. Good luck with you and
probably
getting
Harvard. Won't work out.
So what's your second choice? You know, when you apply to colleges, you have multiple choices. So if you get declined from this one, you go to that one.
Is it just over?
No.
Okay.
There's a program at the Stern Business School I'm interested in. And then there's a program at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yale. Princeton.
No.
All the Ivy League schools are ready for you.
Well, if I can get into one.
That'd be ideal. All right. Good luck, Roy.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, let's catch up with Loren here in just about 8 minutes. Give us a complete recap of last night's Ariana show. I was curious whether or not, like, she has a lot of chat in between songs. She talking about what's going on in her life.
We'll tell you.
And then, yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Last night was a big old night. For the show, the Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah, it was fun. Producer Nicole and I happened to decide to go last minute.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Ariana had, like, she told you to do something, and you do it.
She wanted you to sing along. She went all in.
Yeah. She wants you to keep breathing. You breathe. She wants you to break up with your girlfriend. You do it. Like, you just do whatever she asks.
But she sounds so amazing in person. Like, as flawless as her voice sounds on, like, just a piece of audio in person, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Did she talk a lot in between songs?
Not at all. And no, I even commented on that to Nicole at some point. And I was like, I appreciate the fact that she's not like breaking it down like Taylor Swift did. Taylor Swift had something to say in between every single song. Yeah. And I love Taylor, but like, we're not there to like
talk to you.
We want to hear your song.
Right.
So Ariana Grande did a great job with that. No talking, hair up.
Ah. A lot of costume changes for Ariana.
Yeah, we think so. We were up kind of high, and there was a really funny moment where Nicole and I were like, it was a real chill song, and I thought she was in a costume change.
But
so
you
I was
can't
like,
see anyway.
I can't see. I was there to listen.
Yeah.
And I go to Nicole. Do you think she's singing that track while she's changing, or do you think this is a track playing? Because you can't tell the difference. Like that's how good her voice is. And she goes, "No, I think she's singing this." And then a few minutes go by, and Nicole goes, "Yo, she's still on the stage."
Like, you can't even see her. Right.
But like, just to put this in perspective, like we're leaning, like because for the most point, we were, you know, bit over like looking and watching the whole thing. Like we really weren't on our phones that much. And then when this part happened, like we both kind of leaned back. We both had a drink, so we're sipping our drinks, looking at our phones, and we're casually having this conversation, like. Dang, she's really good. Like this,
you
she's
thought
changing.
It was like you thought there was like a lull, like there wasn't a show.
Yeah,
going
yeah, exactly.
Like,
you know how they go away for a second, they go to change. So we think she's like standing backstage, like with her arms and her legs out, and somebody's dressing her, and she's just singing.
And we're legit admiring her for this. We're like, wow, like this is crazy. And I'm like having
so
a legit conversation.
Right.
I'm like, yo, this is like one of the only concerts I've been to where she can play the vocals and still sound better than the vocals. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what it was like. But I just like look up and I'm like, Lauren, she's right there and she hasn't left.
Oh my gosh.
I love you. You're so high up. You couldn't even see the performer. But even though good for you guys, because even nosebleeds were so expensive. I mean, that show was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to a concert, unless you're really into the setup and all that stuff.
Yeah.
To go listen to the music is why you're really there, you know? Like, we had amazing seats for Justin Timberlake, but people behind us had the same concert experience. You know what I mean? Like, because they got to hear him.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they didn't get the sweat off of him like Lauren did, but... okay, cool. Well, so it was a good show last night.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande and Lauren and Nicole will try and make it through the night, or try and make it through the morning after a long night.
And night, we...
Are you wearing the shirt that you bought last night?
I am.
You didn't even wash it?
No.
You took it right off the merch table?
I just had it said a few. No.
And, you know, I'm moving. Like, all my stuff's not. So this was available, and I said, okay.
All right. We'll post a picture of that sweatshirt up so people can see what you bought. What was that? A $50 shirt,
I bet.
No. I can't talk about
no.
Probably 100.
60?
That's a nice, it's a big sweater.
Keep going.
100?
No. Lower.
80.
Lower.
70.
Yeah. That's expensive.
It is. Her merchandise was really expensive.
But it's a sweater that's half pink, half gray.
Yep. And it says, thank you, sweet, and sweet's upside down.
I had anxiety yesterday about it, and then it went away, and now you just, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, if it was a $70 shirt, I'd wear it every day. So good for you for wearing it.
And I'd never wash the dang thing. Yeah. It's my lucky shirt.
$70. And you're moving, and we don't get paid again for a while.
Maybe, I get it. It went on a credit card.
You don't even want to know what we spent at the bar either. It was a whole thing last night. We probably spent as much once we got in the door as people did, like, the tickets for front row.
That sucks.
Can we chill?
I literally had a moment yesterday, and we just got paid at the first, like, towards the first of the month, and I'm like, I need another payday.
Can I get a cash advance?
All right. Well, that'll be our the recap of the show last night. So thank you. We'll get into everything coming up at 7:30, what's going on in Hollywood. And at 7 a.m., we got to tell you, we got something really cool going on for Father's Day. If you forgot about Dad, because Father's Day weekend is coming up, don't worry, we got you an awesome prize. Two really cool things, actually. So we got that happening. And then up next, though, we found this article. Actually, it's a list. 32 things that really tick you off. Mm. Now, we can't get to all 32, but we'll highlight a bunch of them. And then we want to hear from you. Like, you could sound off this morning on things that just really tick you off? Is it a $70 sweatshirt at a concert? Maybe it is. What?
It's you.
Maybe it's me.
Are you on that list?
I'm probably on the list.
Number one.
Twice.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So we found a list. This is from BuzzFeed. And it's 23 things that really tick us off on a daily basis.
Mm.
And it could be anything. Whether it's a bad driver, maybe somebody. The thing that annoys me probably the most out of anything is when someone is in front of me and turns either right or left without putting on a signal.
Really? That bothers you?
Oh, I hate the the signal is so. Now, I don't mean like lane changing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're moving fast, you can lane change all day without a signal. But if I'm going to have to stop and slow down, I need
like
to know
right.
that you're turning. Yes. I would like a warning. What about you?
What ticked me off is surprisingly when I'm walking and someone just stops. Because like, there's no taillights on someone's butt.
Yeah.
You don't know they're going to slow down. Like every time I'm ever like traveling or vacationing, of course, you know, there's a lot of things you're looking around and you're sightseeing. And the next thing you know, someone stops and you're about to run into. I hate that.
You have the human version of my anger.
Right.
Yeah.
I do. The human version of it.
What about you, Loren? What really ticks you off?
I think when people give you like that backhanded compliment, like that really ticks me off. I'm like, did you think about that before you said it? You know,
like,
they try to say something nice, but it comes off where you're like,
"Hey, you got dressed
they
up
just
today."
Insult me? Yeah.
I dressed up for a change.
Wow, you clean up nice. And I'm like, hold on a second.
Nicole, what about you? What really ticks you off?
I really hate what you said. Like, if there's two lanes, like going, if one lane is going straight, and then the next lane is going straight, but you can also turn right.
Yeah.
I hate people in that right lane going straight. Like, get in the straight lane.
Right. Yeah.
Because I hate being at a red light, and I'm turning right, and there's only one person in front of me, and they're going straight.
Yeah, and they're stopping you from turning on red.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
I have a list, by the way. Do you want me to keep going and telling you things that upset me?
Yes, please do.
I hate it when you go pay at the pump and it says, please see cashier.
Ugh, for a receipt?
For to even do the I've one time put my card in. I guess it gets rejected. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why, but it'll be like, go see cashier. I will get in my car and drive to a different cashier.
See, that makes me mad when it asks you if you want a receipt and then it's like, go see cashier. Yeah. I'm like, well, then why did you ask me?
I am not seeing the cashier. I'm paying at this pump.
I kind of have the same thing that ticks me off. At the self-checkout, which you think is going to be faster, and it never is because you have to see the attendant.
Yo.
Call the attendant.
It sucks.
Like, what? No, this is supposed to be faster. Meanwhile, the person who is five carts back on the regular line is through. All right, here's a couple from BuzzFeed. Let me see what you guys think of this. And by the way, we want you guys to jump and get in on this conversation at 704-570-9595. It could be anything, work-related, personal, whatever it is. What really, just sound off this morning, what really gets your goat? What really ticks you off? All right, here, this is a good one. When you think you're charging your phone, then you realize that it's not actually plugged in right, but you haven't checked it in 2 hours, so you actually lost power rather than gained power.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
When you have soap on your hands in a bathroom, and the automated sink will not work to get the soap off your hands.
Yes.
That just happened to me not too long ago at a restaurant.
I hate that.
Dean's like, what do? I said, we go get paper towels and wipe off, bud.
Or then when you put your hand down and then by the time you move your hand, then the water starts.
When you respond to a text, but they beat you to it with another text and now you're having multiple conversations in the text chain.
Oh, well.
That doesn't bother me.
I do.
Oh, that annoys me, though, because it's like, Loren, are you going tonight? What are you wearing? Yes. And then all of a sudden, you have two different conversations going.
Oh, it's not matching up?
Right.
I always say, like, yes, or yes and no, you know.
These are things that really tick us off. When the Uber or the Lyft is about to pick you up and cancels last second.
Oh, man. That's Lorenz.
Like, this is my life, okay? I'm like, just let me live. Can I just get in your vehicle and go home?
How about when you're off to the airport? You're going on a flight. And you were packing a day or two before your trip. And you did everything you could to make sure you could fit everything on the carry-on. so that when you land wherever you're going, you can get your bag, get right off the plane, and go be on vacation.
And what happens? They check it at the gate.
There's not enough damn overhead space, and you check that bag.
Get this. I'm one of the ones that will volunteer my bag to be checked because it's free.
Well, gate check is okay because they'll put it on and they'll bring it up to you. Right. That's okay.
I volunteer for that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is Elijah in Mount Holly. What's the things that just really tick you off?
So when I'm driving, and surprisingly, I don't really have the problem with the turn signal part. So they give me turn signal, but then I'm driving and then they still haven't turned by the time I got.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Them and then I have to stop completely and
the
then
slow
they just
turners
turn ever so slowly.
Yeah,
the slow turner.
Yeah.
Yes, turn already.
Just whip it. Just come on.
Yes. Thanks, Elijah.
I want you to fly into Wendy's going 25 miles per hour.
Coming on.
I don't want to wait for you to crawl in at 5. Go get your Whopper or whatever.
How about this one? How about me the other day? Same thing. Guy in front of me, you're allowed to turn on red, right? So the guy in front of me, or the girl, I don't know who it was, had their right turn signal on, and I'm honking my horn. Go. What I don't see is that there's a bunch of geese in front of the car.
And now you look like a jerk.
Yeah,
now I look like I hate animals.
I was like, oh, sorry.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's KISS 95.1. Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. The things that just tick you off, what are they?
Oh, we found a list from BuzzFeed, Roy. Everything on the list from when you think you're charging your phone, then you realize it's not plugged in right, all the way to the point where you packed a bag to carry on the airplane, and then they tell you there's no more room, and you got to check it anyway. That's annoying.
Yeah, we're getting some text messages too. 980 texted in and said when people leave their shopping carts in the middle of the parking lot, there are parking spots for your stuff, or you can walk it back. Don't just leave it somewhere.
Yeah, that is annoying.
I'm guilty of that.
Leaving a shopping cart?
Yeah, but like when I have cash with me, I feel like I can't go that far from from the car, right?
That is true. You could bring him with you in the shopping cart, then carry him back, but I mean, he's a big boy now.
Yeah. Well, he'll walk now and hold my hand, which is nice.
I get you.
I mean, still, if you're trying to push a cart and hold a hand and...
I'll ask somebody walking back towards the store, hey, can I...
Can you grab this?
I tell them it's a good ride. No wiggly wheels. It's a very comfortable ride.
You just mind check them into it?
Low mileage.
There's even cruise control in this bad boy.
I'll take it. What do I owe you?
They're like so excited about it by the time they get it.
That's awesome, man.
704 also texted in and said, when you're at the mall and people stand behind you super close in line, like give me my personal space back.
Yeah, well, this is Christina in Waxhaw. Hey, Christina.
Hey.
So what's the thing that just ticks you off?
I'm so excited to get this off my chest. I work in an office where we have like cubes and a small space, and everyone's pretty respectable except for one person who just refuses to use his headphones, and I have no idea why, and I don't want to listen to what he's listened to. Plus, he found that 10-second rewind button on YouTube. Just kind of clicked that over.
Yeah. It's so annoying. Put headphones in.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
Well, you know what you do, Christina? When you get into work today, crank us up. And tell us when you're listening to us, and we'll say something about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's awful when coworkers don't know how to use headphones.
Yes.
Yeah. I've said something to him about it, and he like was really cool with it, and then still just ignored me.
That's funny. Thanks, Christina. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Even though you got to deal with that person.
Let's talk with Nicole in Charlotte. What's the thing that ticks you off, Nicole?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My biggest thing is actually, I've been a nurse for 12 years, and one thing I've realized, there are a lot of people do not actually consider what people go through, and so they end up gossiping and talking ill of people that come in dressed differently, or like, end up like coming in presenting symptoms, but they don't understand how the person actually got those or why they're that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my biggest pet peeve. I just wish people would understand more because, and don't get me wrong, there's always bad people out there too or bad things that people do, but I feel like a lot of stuff we do actually influences our choices on that.
Amen. And
yeah.
We shouldn't be judgmental for that.
Preach, and I feel like you're too smart for this show, so I'm going to ask you to head over to NPR right now, if you would, please. Thanks, Nicole.
Have a good day, guys.
Seriously, don't turn the station. Listen to us.
All right. This is Stephanie in Denver.
Hi, y'all. I love the show. I listen every morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephanie. We love you. So just tell us, get this off your chest. What ticks you off?
Okay, so bad drivers who are either slow in the fast lane or are turning and don't realize there's not a yield sign or stop sign, but stop anyway.
Mm. Oh, I get off on Ray Road in Ballantyne to go home, Stephanie, and it's a yield. And there's a third lane that that you just yield. And as long as nobody's turning into that third lane, you can go right off the exit of 485. But people stop there.
We have one in Denver that doesn't even have a yield sign. You can just go, but people stop constantly.
Yeah, and I don't mind you slowing down and taking a look. You don't have to go. It's not like the it's not like pit road at the speedway where you just bust out. You know, take a look, but don't stop.
I can hear my dad too going, "What do you need? A written invitation? Go."
Rodney in South Carolina, what's the thing that ticks you off?
Hey, how you doing? The thing that ticks me off the most would probably be when people can't be organized at work.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know where we stand on that.
I may be guilty. Right now,
we're somewhere in the middle.
If you look at my dining room table, it is like the office of my apartment. It is stacked with folders and papers and binders and notebooks.
Yeah. You know what gets us sometimes, too, is that we get crap here at the radio station if we do something that didn't go along the lines of how it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Like there's A, B, C, D at everybody's work and how you're supposed to follow the rules. And we get in trouble when we don't follow the rules, as we should. But when other people don't follow the rules, it's like, meh.
Yeah, it's like, eh.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. And if we bring it up, then we're just being nitpicky.
Yeah, we're snotty.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rodney. Have a great day.
I don't know how what that has to do with him being organized at work, though.
We're talking about work.
Okay.
And we're talking about things that get our goat.
Yes.
You just want to get that off your chest?
Yeah, I forgot. That ticks me off.
Yeah, we deal with that quite a bit. Morgan in Monroe, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Red Show.
Hey.
Hi. What ticks you off?
So, whenever you pull up to a four-way stop, and everyone just doesn't understand the concept of who goes. I just don't get it. I get flipped off all the time.
Well, I thought I knew until Loren told me differently with the law. I thought that it is a first come, first serve at the stop sign. But now there's a whole rule about whoever's to the right of you, which still blows my mind because everyone is to the right of you.
Yeah. Well, that's if you come up. Well, that's if you come up and you're like, you both get there at the same time. Then it's the person to your right. So I'm like, okay, I get to go, and then they start going, and then I just keep going, so everyone probably just hates me.
Get this move. So I don't arrive at the same time at the intersection, I will purposely arrive a bit slower. I will hit my brake harder, so I... You know
so
what
you
I mean?
Can get your wits about you and know how you're going to go through. Yeah, and we get hit with a four-way stop right as soon as we come out of the work... right out of work here.
And sometimes I just scream, "I'm sorry, and I hope that it's okay. I'm going."
Throw the hand up.
I regret nothing. Kind of. It's like, I got to go home. I don't know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On Charlotte's number one in music station. We're Kiss 95.1, home of the Manny Roy of the Rain Morning Show.
So I got to share with you guys that somebody asked me to MC an event for them. And it's like a mud race.
Okay. That's fun. I've
hosted
those.
They are fun, like a Spartan sprint or like a Marine tough mudder. Yeah.
Right. So there's ways that people do things. People can go through the race, contact KISS 95.1 and say, "Hey, we have this race. We'd like to advertise if, you know, with you. And maybe you could send the radio station out, you know, with the van, music, and maybe an MC. And then the promotions department will come to us and say, "Hey, Manny Roy, Loren, would you guys like to do this?" That's part one of how radio works. Part two is you get somebody like this, who's a friend of a friend, who just goes, "Hey, Manny, I can pay you to do this." I can't pay the radio. I just don't have the money to pay the radio station to come out.
They're not really looking for a big advertising. They just need someone to host an event.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the radio station has no problem with us doing things on the side as long as we tell them mm-hmm. what's going on, right? So this is the first, it's a first time Mud event in, I want to say Monroe. And it's a friend of a friend. And the friend says, you know, this guy wants you to MC it, but he can't pay you. So would you be willing to take this instead? And I was like, what? What?
What was it? What did they want to trade?
Oh, my God.
They know a guy who knows a guy who can get the good oil for your vape pen.
Good oil?
Yeah.
For, oh.
How about that? How about that? And I was like,
this is like an organization that wants you to do something professional, but they're like,
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah. This guy said, he goes, you got a vape pen? I go, no, I don't vape. What are you talking about? He goes, oh, well, he wants to pay you with this oil.
What?
I go, I can go get CBD anywhere. He goes, no, it's not CBD. I was like,
I can't believe they offered that.
I know. I was like, well, you know, summer is coming. I do have a vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm a parent, for God's sakes.
Right, you have responsibility.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, what do I do?
So, when's the event? When do you start again?
Roy, I thought it was the strangest thing. I was like, so now I'm just going to say no because I think it's completely, like, if that's what they're offering to pay me with, how's the mud race going to be? What, are they going through a river?
Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Very earthy. Lots of...
The guy wants to pay me with oils. And I go, well, I don't have a pen. What do? I have to go buy the pen now? Now all of a sudden I'm down $20?
Yeah, you have to go buy all the product.
Yeah, just to collect my payment? So he's like, all right, well, like, do you, what about, like, if we got you a bottle of like your favorite bourbon or something like that, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
My mutual friend said. And I was like, all right, let me think about it. And then the date's, like, in July sometime, and it's a Saturday morning early.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? I get on the mic, and then all of a sudden they hand me the bottle of bourbon, and I go home?
Hey, that's
right.
You know, my wife isn't down with that. My wife likes the green, like everybody else in the world.
Well, we got bills, man.
We got bills.
Everyone's got bills.
And bourbon doesn't pay the bills. So I thought that was funny. Did anyone ever offer that to you guys?
No.
Right?
No.
Like
I can honestly say that.
But like, think about it.
You know, I've had people that's like hit us up for, hey, can you give me tickets? I don't have money for tickets, but I'll pay you with this.
Or like... Yes. Okay. I remember, I don't think it was here. It might have been in my other city that I worked at, and maybe in Memphis. Somebody's like, my dad owns a bakery and I can get you hooked up with any cake or any like cupcakes that you want if you hook me up with the Justin Timberlake tickets or something.
Yeah. I've had that offer.
You're like, what? Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad offer.
I like cupcakes, but I don't know if the value's magic.
But then you feel stupid collecting, too. That's the other thing. Yeah. It's like the guy's going to hand me the whatever it is and be like, no, you know what, dude? Keep it. It's.
Right.
It's all good. Maybe somebody else has been in that spot, though, where, like, somebody asked you for your service and wanted to trade out for something silly.
You, there's a whole Facebook group dedicated to, like, trades.
Yeah, I think that's what, like, all my dad does, by the way, because he does, like, contracting handiwork, and he always comes home with the stupidest crap. He's come home with, like, mopeds, motorcycles, tractors.
So he'll, like, fix a deck for a moped.
Right! And he's like, I'll just resell it and get my money. And I'm like, all right.
No lie, I have a neighbor, a girlfriend who's a neighbor, and she's having some construction done to her house, but they weren't going to pay their contractor. They gave him an old work truck
in exchange
for the work.
I think a lot of handymen do that. Because it helps benefit them in the long run. My dad's getting tools. Well, I remember one time he brought a big box of what he described to be elegant china. I don't know if it's the good stuff or not. But with you're talking about, we had probably 100 plates and cups and silverware for months until, like, every time anyone came over, Dad had, like, a thrift shop in the dining room. He's like, go in there and get whatever you want.
Yeah. Like silverware.
Yeah. And, like, my cousins would come and take cups home.
Oh,
like,
that's funny.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You weren't paid in cash. What did they offer you? Let's talk with Sarah and Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So what job were you doing, and what did they offer to pay you?
So I was taking my friend to work in the morning, and she saw two pieces of furniture on this neighborhood we rode by. She wanted me to put them in my car, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm taking her to work, though, so that means I'm going to have to carry this in my car all day until I pick her up from work and then drop her off at home.
Right.
I mean, I did it, so I carried it all the way home. I was driving all day because I actually drive. I'm just glad nobody sat in the back seat because there was no room.
Yeah.
So I had them all day with me. I only had one person, so I kept driving everybody next to me. And, okay, I picked her up in the afternoon, took them, you know, took her home, and she took everything down. She said, oh, thank you so much for this. I'm going to give you extra. I'm like, cool. I'm going to get extra cash. So when she comes back out, I'm just, you know, waiting. And she gives me green plantains.
I'm like, yeah, we're
Hispanic. We like green plantains, but I wasn't really doing it for green plantains. Yeah.
Right.
You were doing it for something else, Sarah. That was green.
Yeah.
I'll take some cash.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was offered. That's why we brought this up. Somebody wanted me to do MC a mud race for them, and they said that they didn't have the money to do it because it's the first time they're doing the race, but they want to know if I would do it for, like, oil that you put in a vape. What?
Let's talk with Jonathan in Indian Trail.
Hey, guys. So I had a bicycle back in college, a road bike that I was trying to sell on Craigslist, and it was up for a couple weeks. I got a buyer interested, and the day of, he emailed me and said, hey, something happened. I don't have cash. Would you be interested in a trade? And I thought, oh, what the heck? What do you have? And this guy owns a tattoo shop in Gastonia. And I had a drawing back in high school that I had already been contemplating getting tattooed, and I sent him it, and he said, yeah, I can do that. So I ended up trading a road bike worth probably $150 for a tattoo, and a pretty big rib tattoo.
Nice.
But I'm happy with it.
Nice, Jonathan.
So that was a good tattoo. Okay.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
All right, let's talk with Ashley in Spartanburg.
Hey.
Hi, Ashley. So what did you trade in exchange for your services?
Well, I didn't trade it because it was pretty outrageous. My grandfather has beach houses, and I rent them out. And I have had people ask me if they can trade something for a couple of nights. And one was, I have somebody I know who sells pumpkins, and they were like, hey, I'll give you some pumpkins if you give me a discount on the beach house.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, oh, like, people who sell makeup, oh, I'll give you some makeup for a discount on the beach house. And I'm like,
that's not really how it works.
Vacation. This is not like...
Right, you have to pay the mortgage on those beach houses and the electric and the keep up.
Yeah, like, it's not like I just own this thing and I don't have to pay anything.
Could you imagine if you called your mortgage company and was like, hey, will you take makeup this month?
You know, October's right around the corner. How would you like 20 pumpkins?
Right.
The office would look great. Thanks, Ashley. Daniel and Hickory, we can't get to him, but he said origami for glassware.
Oh, we got a text message from a voice actor who got offered a Jimmy Buffett Christmas CD to do a local commercial.
That sounds like a win for to me.
That's great. Okay, we're going to get into the dirty, but I would say keep listening for that Father's Day giveaway that we announced about 15 minutes ago. You got Topgolf for a year, plus free beer for a year, thanks to Corona Premier for Dad. All you got to do is be caller 9 when you hear the power tool. And I would say the power tool is coming up very, very soon.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we have some audio from Sophie Turner about who she was impressed with or trying to impress before her Jonas Love days. But in the meantime, Lance Bass just confirmed that an NSYNC reunion could be in the works, of course, without Justin Timberlake. But he was talking to Variety and, you know, he said... Coachella was definitely a one-off situation, but we would be stupid not to discuss it and look at it at this point.
Wow. You know, I've always asked you, would you go to an NSYNC reunion without JT?
I think if JC was there, I would. But if it was just like Joey, Lance, and Chris,
pass.
I think I'd probably pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have that Sophie Turner audio?
I sure do.
Okay. So Sophie Turner, she was trying to turn the head of this star, which happened to be Matthew Perry.
I would walk around the corner every day to go to my local Budgens, which is a great little supermarket, and I would walk around the corner every day and I would see Matthew Perry outside smoking a cigarette, and I bought a lighter from Budgens so that I could walk up to him and offer to light his cigarette, and it was already lit, so that was just embarrassing.
Didn't quite work out for her, but that's okay. Funny.
Good move, Sophie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britney Spears. She is talking, of course, on social media because you guys know the paparazzi. They take pictures of stars, mm-hmm. and then sometimes
the paparazzi.
You know, stars accuse them of altering them. Well, I guess Britney was not so happy about an unflattering photo that they took of herself, and she accused the photo agency of doctoring them to make her look bigger than she actually is.
No one ever really asked, are the paparazzi pictures fake, and do the paparazzi people do stuff to the pictures, and is the news really real? It's a conspiracy theory that I'm actually interested in. Yesterday, I went swimming. I look like 40 pounds bigger than I am today. This is how I am right now, and I'm skinny as a needle. You tell me.
Oh, the facts.
Oh, my God. Why is she talking like this?
Yeah, why is she talking?
And why does it sound like she's in the bathroom?
No one ever really asked, are the paparazzi pictures fake? And do the paparazzi people do stuff to the pictures? And is the news really real?
She in the bathroom?
Yeah, that sounds like.
I think it sounds like she wrote a statement. She was reading it, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Possible.
It was very, I don't know, matter of fact, I suppose, but she thinks everything's a conspiracy theory. Lady Gaga is furious with one audience member who was heckling her over the Bradley Cooper breakup. She's doing her Las Vegas residency. And right after she performed Shallows, the heckler was yelling something about Bradley Cooper. So she said, oh, and one more thing, be kind or blank off.
Ah,
oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Not taking it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Camera, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Awesome.
All right, let's do it. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
Throw her out of the studio so we can try and throw you a prize.
Get out of the studio, Lorraine.
I'm going. I'm taking my coffee with me.
All right, Lorraine is walking out of the studio. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Tamra in Gastonia. Haley Baldwin's husband challenged Tom Cruise to a fight yesterday on social media. Who is he?
You said whose husband?
Haley Baldwin.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
And Kylie Jenner threw a Handmaid's Tale theme party for her friend, but is getting backlash over it. Kylie has a baby with which rapper?
Oh, God.
It's his name. Three.
Two, pass.
No answer there. Okay, question three. Bradley Cooper and his wife were on the rocks for a while before splitting. Apparently, his blockbuster film with Lady Gaga played a part in the breakup. What film was that?
A Star is Born.
And question four. Ariana Grande was in Charlotte last night. Our very own Lorraine and producer Nicole were there till midnight. She closed the show with Thank You Next, which is a song about one of her exes. Which ex was she engaged to?
Pete. I can't think of his last name.
Snap harder.
Pete. Ah.
Three, two, one. All right, question five. Kim Kardashian West shared the first photo of her newborn child yesterday. True or false? The baby's name is Psalm.
False.
Okay, come on in, Lorraine.
How did Tamara do?
She got two correct.
Okay.
Two correct, Lorenzo. See how you do here.
All right.
All right. Haley Baldwin's husband challenged Tom Cruise to a fight on social media. Who is he?
Justin Bieber.
1-1.
Kylie Jenner threw a Handmaid's Tale theme party for her friend, but is getting backlash over it. Kylie has a baby with which rapper?
Travis Scott.
All right. That's correct. Unfortunately, Tamara passed on that one. 2-1.
All right. Question three. Bradley Cooper and his wife were on the rocks for a while before splitting. Apparently, his blockbuster film with Lady Gaga played a part in the breakup, they're saying now.
Yeah.
What film was that?
A Star is Born.
That's 3-2.
And Ariana Grande was in Charlotte last night. You know that. You were there till midnight,
yes.
Lorraine. She played the song Thank You Next. That's what she closed the show out with, mm-hmm. which is a song about her exes. Which ex was she engaged to?
Pete Davidson.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Tamara only knew Pete for that one.
And then snapped to try and,
It's 4-2.
Kim Kardashian West shared a photo, the first of her newborn child yesterday. True or false? The baby's name is Psalm.
True.
That's not what she said.
Correct. Tamara said false. Final score 5-2. Lauren, you have 4 wins.
Oh, man. Tamara.
Tamara, yeah. Tomorrow. Tomato, tomato. Who cares?
All right.
Tamara, it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tamara. Tomorrow.
It's
now you have me confused.
It's Tamara today. It'll be. It's Tamara today.
Tamara.
It's Tamara tomorrow.
Oh.
Tamara.
Man, all right, really
girl. You know
up.
What we want to hear before we let you go, though.
I'm Tamara from Gastonia, and I can't beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. I meant to say see you tomorrow. She'll be listening tomorrow.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Hannah, you sent us a message, and you want to check up on your boyfriend, Mark.
Yes.
What's going on?
Okay, Mark and I have been dating since last year. A couple of days ago, he picked me up to go out to dinner, and I look in the center console, and there's a water bottle with red lipstick on it. And I don't wear red lipstick, so I know it's not mine.
Okay. Did you ask him about it?
He said that he went to go visit his mother in Raleigh, and that's her water bottle and lipstick. But he never said anything to me about him going to go visit his mother.
Yeah, we can help you. And you're in this because you've been dating for a year, and that's not a long time, but it's also still long enough to where, like, if he's going back to Raleigh to see mom, you would know, you know?
For sure.
Okay. Well, we've done a War of the Roses like this before. I remember it was like wine glasses, and one of them, the person was cheating, the other one, the person wasn't. So we'll find out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Mark, please.
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark. My name's Jennifer. I am calling from Flowers for You to inform you that you are the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We had a giveaway, and one of your friends tagged you on our post. We randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful, free red romantic roses.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Is this for real?
Yeah.
Like, how does anybody win anything?
We know these Instagram tag contests have been pretty popular for us.
Cool. I've never heard of it, but if it's for real, I'm thrilled to be a recipient. Thanks. What does it mean? What do I get to do?
Okay. And can I just have that person's first name?
Kelly. It's with an I, Kelly.
Okay. So we're going to address these to Kelly. And would you like to put a card inside these roses?
On the card, put Kelly. thanks for almost getting me busted the other day. I miss you, and I think about you a lot. Okay. LOL. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. And
cool. How many roses is it?
Like, it's a dozen roses.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Who's Kelly?
Is this Hannah?
Who is she?
Yeah, it's Hannah.
Oh, my God. What's going on here? Is this like a joke? What's happened?
It's not a joke. I can assure you of that.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. This is War of the Roses on KISS 95.1. You're live on the radio. So Hannah heard everything that you were telling Lorenz, a.k.a. our operator, about Kelly.
Whoa. I just got set up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, and you kind of spilled everything out.
So much trouble. I can't believe that you would do this to me.
Who's Kelly?
You told me that was your mother's water bottle when you went to go visit her in Raleigh, and now I find out that you sent Kelly roses.
Listen, Hannah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hear you. I met this girl like through an Instagram something, and I didn't even think that anything would ever happen. And we ran into each other somewhere, and I recognized her, and we started talking, and I swear to God, I had no idea, and I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You are sorry. What kind of man cheats on a woman? Horrible.
Hannah, your phone's not great, so yeah, we just want you to know that we're sorry. Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, Mark has feelings for this other woman, Kelly, who's been in his car before you were in his car the other day, you know?
I hope you wipe the seat down first. I don't know where he's been now.
Okay.
Now I'm worried.
Oh, my God. Oh, what's today? Monday? Tuesday?
Today's the day that you've been dumped by me.
I feel it. Oh, my God. What a setup. Wow.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the preferred morning show of about 90% of the city, from what I understand. Did you know that?
I don't think that's accurate. I think he made that up. That's not factual at all.
We're the preferred morning show for your ears. Thanks for dropping in this morning. If you missed the War of the Roses, Hannah wanted to see who was in Mark's life that ended up getting him busted. He left a bottle of water in his car. When she jumped in the car, she noticed that there was red lipstick on the car. Mark claimed that it was his mom's.
Okay.
And they've been dating for a year, and he said he took a trip up to Raleigh. Well, we've all made it clear. Roy, you did on the War of the Roses. You were like, hey, you've been together for a year. You would know. You would tell someone, hey, I'm going to Raleigh. Yeah. I'm going out of town.
Yeah. That's pretty. At that point, you're getting pretty serious after a year.
Now, there's a couple things that popped for us on that War of the Roses. One, Mark's voice. There's two things. The way Mark said hello when we answered the phone is something
hello.
That we can't get over.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So we had one of our interns yesterday do nothing but pull clips of Mark. And because he's a cheater, and because...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He did Hannah wrong. We're going to have a little fun with him this morning. Listen to the Mark expose.
Hello, this is Mark. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Is this for real? Like, how does anybody win anything?
Oh my God.
Cool. I've never heard of it, but if it's for real, I'm thrilled to be a recipient. Thanks. What does it mean? What do I get to do? Kelly. It's with an I, Kelly. On the card put Kelly.
I'm watching you.
Thanks for almost getting me busted the other day. I miss you and I think about you a lot.
You know what we need to do? We need to take this guy, and we've done this before where we get solicited. Some people put our phone number down on like websites and stuff when they say, hey, we need a phone number to contact you. So we'll get a phone call from someone who's like, hi, you reached out to our website to find if you could, you know, get a better mortgage rate.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, no, this is a radio station. They go, well, somebody put your number down so we could use this guy like we did the last time.
That'd be fun.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Mark.
This is Mark.
Yes, hi. Would you be interested in a lower rate on your mortgage?
Is this Hannah? Oh, my God. What's going on here? Is this like a joke? What's happened?
No, sir. No joke.
Whoa. I just got set up. Whoa. I just got set up.
Who talks like that?
I don't know.
And then right here, he sounds like Duke head coach, Coach K. Listen to this.
I met this girl like through an Instagram something, and I didn't even think that anything would ever happen. And we ran into each other somewhere, and I recognized her, and we started talking. And
okay.
Do we have audio of Coach K to put?
Yes. That's Mark.
Okay.
Here's Coach K.
I met this girl.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Here's Coach K.
Actually, our four freshmen are very... very similar in that regard. They're very, what I call it is being secure about who they are as players.
Are we sure that we didn't have Coach K on a War of the Roses?
No, Coach K.
Are you sure?
100%.
If his first, now his first name was Mark. Coach K's first name is Mike.
Are you sure this just is not like a mess up or a...
100% was not Coach K.
Here's a little more of Coach K.
I don't know.
They don't need an individual spotlight. They want the spotlight on the team, and they're individuals.
Coach K sounds a bit deeper.
Winning.
Okay, now, all right, you think so? Here's Mark.
I met this girl, like, through an Instagram something, and I didn't even that anything would ever happen, and we ran into each other somewhere, and I recognized her, and we started talking, and...
That's pretty close.
Duke fans, I got bad news for you.
No.
I mean, there's, like, a touch difference. A touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's so close, though.
As players, and they don't need an individual spotlight. They want the spotlight on.
Right. Can't we slow him down a little?
Yeah, I can do that.
Mark, I think if you slow him down a little, it'll sound even better.
Wait, Mark or Coach K?
No, Coach K's already talks a little slow.
Well, I think he talks faster.
I met this girl.
wait, go to slow. There is a slowdown. Drop that again. See, there it is.
I met this girl, like, through an Instagram something, and I didn't even think... Older.
But anyway, you get the point. It's pretty close, man. It's pretty accurate.
There you go, busting coaches.
The MRL Morning Show, on demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hello.
Hello. Was I close?
Yeah, you were pretty close. Let's see, the guy from War of the Roses. Hello.
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 Oh, it's so funny. All right, so anyway, the Jonas Brothers, they were with Jimmy Fallon. And, of course, you know, they do the classroom instruments to, like, popular songs.
Right.
Well, they did Sucker, and it's pretty good.
I'm a sucker for
funny. I like that.
Yeah. Bachelorette fans, if you were upset last night because Bachelorette was not on because of Game 5 of the NBA Finals, great news. It's going to be on tonight, so you can catch up on your Luke feud then.
Oh, thank God.
I know. Woo-hoo! People were stressing me out on social media last night. I was like, I know, it's not on. Everyone relax. We're going to get it tomorrow. There is a new trailer out for Frozen 2, and I know everyone's going to be excited about this one, so we've got a little clip for it.
Elsa, the past is not what it seems. You must find the truth. Go north, across the enchanted lands, and into the unknown. But be careful.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Yep.
Elsa there?
That's the cutest voice ever.
And that was my niece Riley years ago. She's like 9 now.
Oh, man.
Adorable.
Is Elsa there?
All right, so Britney Spears, she's accusing paparazzi of making her look bigger than she actually is in photos while she was vacationing with her boyfriend in Florida.
Ever really asks, are the paparazzi pictures fake? And do the paparazzi people do stuff to the pictures? And is the news really real? It's a conspiracy theory that I'm actually interested in. Yesterday, I went swimming. I look like 40 pounds bigger than I am today. This is how I am right now. And I'm skinny as a needle. You tell me. Mm.
So she thinks people's actually going in and making her bigger.
I feel the same way when I see a picture of myself.
It ain't just the paparazzi, hon. It's right? The camera.
But, you know, I think there's something, too. Like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't see the same Roy that everyone else sees.
I agree with that.
I see what I remember me to be.
Yeah.
And so then I'll see a photo, like the three of us with some super skinny celebrity, and then I'm like, oh God! Like, look at my, I'm literally over a quarter. I'm 30% of the photo as me.
Right, you are not alone. I feel like, you know, for the majority of my life, I was in like some kind of fitness realm because I had cheered professionally. And now, like, I go shopping and I pick up the same size that I was when I was a cheerleader, and I'm like, oh, yeah, sweetheart, that ain't gonna fit you now. And we have meltdowns, and then we have to talk ourselves off the ledge and remind ourselves that we've had a baby and our body is beautiful.
You're all beautiful. I'm the same way. Are you kidding?
Four cases of peanut butter fudge yesterday. I was not in a good place. I was not in a good place yesterday. So if anybody wants some fudge, stop by the radio station.
The boys got homemade fudge in here. It's a simple recipe.
Two ingredients.
Sugar, peanut butter, and a refrigerator.
Yep, that's it.
Essentially.
And one of our interns came in and ate it, and she said it was delicious.
Yeah.
Good for you, Roy. All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
So Father's Day is this weekend, and if you're going, oh, man, I totally forgot. I need a gift. I found these really cool gifts that you can give Dad. You just upload an app to your phone, and you can take photos of you and Dad and turn them into, like, crystal things for their desk or picture frames and all these cool gifts for Dad. So we'll put that link up for you at kiss951.com if you're looking for something to give Dad.
Perfect. Thanks, Loren.
You're welcome.
Up next, we got to talk about this. A company is offering you $1,000 if you agree to go back in time.
What do you mean?
Like, not jump into a time machine. It's just with technology. They want you to go back and use this type of technology.
Okay.
Instead of the technology that you're used to
using. I might be into this because I was using the VHS tape I borrowed from you, Manny. And I loved that thing.
You liked it?
Yeah, I was a big fan.
Well, they're asking you to, if you can do this, if you can go back in time for a week, they'll give you $1,000.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
I'm loving that song. I just can't hit his pitch.
Okay.
Oh, you did a good job, bud.
Yay, Manny. Anyway.
So we want to hear from you, those in the service industry, those who have to wait on others.
Yeah, we were talking early this morning about pet peeves. So we figured that we would, you know, gear this towards servers now. But I think some of the biggest pet peeves that servers have are if you, like, don't move your hands out of the way when they bring your food plates. Because the plates are hot. They're trying to get them on the table. They just want to do it quickly.
Okay.
People that order a rare steak and then say that it's undercooked and send it back. Those are annoying. I hate, like, it embarrasses me when people send things back. Yeah. I'm like, is it that bad that you can't eat it?
Yeah.
I get it. You're paying for it. But, like, just don't be that person.
My dad can go to, like, 4 restaurants in this town where the servers, the chefs, everybody that works there understands that it's just not personal.
Yeah.
He's just a pain in the neck.
Servers who have to make multiple trips to go back and forth and back and forth because the first time you ask for ketchup, the next time you ask for ranch. Then you ask for hot sauce. Then you want more ranch.
I'm guilty. I do that.
When a server says, can I get you anything else? That's pretty much like the translation is, enjoy your lunch.
Right.
I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check on other tables. But Roy goes, sure.
No, I'm
actually,
so bad.
I do need this one more thing.
You actually reminded me that I do need this.
How about servers when a table asks for something and you go, oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Can I have hot sauce? Oh, it's right there. Mm-hmm. Right next to you.
Yep. These are the things that drive servers crazy.
Oh, sorry about that.
Let's talk with Lindsay and Charlotte. Lindsay, you have to serve people. You're a flight attendant.
Yes.
What irritates you?
When I go through with the drink card, it's not a fully stocked bar or anything. And they're like, well, what do you have? I'm like, oh, you know, I have soda, coffee, water, juice. Well, do you have orange soda?
No.
Or they're going through with the liquor and they're like, oh, well, do you have tequila? What kind of vodka do you have?
Do you have blue cheese stuffed olives? I'd like a dirty martini, extra dirty.
Right.
And by the way, Lindsay, it's like, no, we're flying to Nashville. You have 40 minutes. Pick something.
Yes, and don't get 3 drinks for an hour flight. You're not going to finish it.
I'm guilty of that.
You've never flown with me before.
And I, you know, Lindsay, last time I was on a flight, I tried to flip the flip. I tried to tip the flight attendant, and he was very against it.
Is that a thing? I never heard of that, and I never thought of it.
And I thought to myself, maybe there's some rule that I don't know about. I thought I was in the wrong. I ended up insisting, but him and I had like a little awkward argument.
Don't take it.
Yeah, we're not supposed to take tips.
Roy got him in trouble.
My bad.
I mean, if someone's going to like constantly offer it, then I will take it, but we're not supposed to.
Oh, well, I feel bad.
Well, you constantly offer. That means you got to take it. Are you on the way to the airport now, Lindsay?
No, I just left.
Oh, okay. Where'd you come in from?
From Cleveland this morning.
Oh, nice. Were you there yesterday?
I was just there overnight.
Okay, because they had an earthquake yesterday. Did you guys hear that?
In Cleveland?
They had like a 4.8, which is unusual for Cleveland. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that's what awoke you this morning.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Well, welcome back to town, Lindsay. We love our flight attendants and our pilots.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm never going to tip a flight attendant.
No, I don't think you have to.
Yeah, don't tip her flight attendant then. And you're not trying to get anyone in trouble.
And I'm not saying that their salary is astronomical, but they probably make a little better base salary than a server. So it's more important for your waiters and waitresses.
Roy, did you shake it in the air and make a big deal of it? Or did you just slyly try to slip it to him?
You know how you were joking how you drink a lot on a plane? I was having four cocktails. I was pounding them out on a plane. And I wanted to tip him because he kept running back and forth, giving me another drink.
He was low-key just playing this song.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can you take this?
Take my money.
Woo! I'm making it rain.
Give me 95,000 feet. Jack and Coke now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
To those in the service industry, waitresses, waiters, maybe even flight attendants.
Yeah.
What's your pet peeve? 704-570-9595.
We found this article of servers just bearing it all and telling us what irritates them when they wait on you. But children running around the restaurant like it's a playground is one of them.
I know.
And then when people snap, excuse me.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, don't snap at me like a dog or I'm your servant.
No, I get it, but who's snapping?
Yeah, is that a thing?
I don't know. Stacking your dishes annoys them.
Whoa, really? I thought I'm helping.
Yeah.
Me too.
And, you know, you think you're doing something nice and you're helping it, but they say then they have to fish your dirty knife out of the ketchup and get their, you know, it's...
Oh, I needed more room on the table.
I did, too.
You know?
Yep. I get it. I stack my plate. Plus, it's a way to say I'm finished.
Yeah.
I can't take another bite of mashed potatoes if there's a dirty plate on top of it.
Also kind of a backhanded way of telling them they're not doing their job if they haven't bust your table. Yeah, but that's what annoys them, too.
But there is some There's some truth to that. If I'm having to stack the places,
it's a
good thing. I'm just saying.
Hey, the other day I was at a restaurant, and so there was a half wall to my right. Okay, so I'm at the table, and the table goes up to the half wall. The waitress comes over the half wall and goes, "Hey, can you hand me your plate?" And I was like, "Okay." But the person I was with was like, "That's weird. She should have come around."
Hmm.
I was like, "I guess you're right.
Maybe she was busy.
She's busy."
She's like, "Can you bust your table?"
It's a rag. Let's talk with Casey and Hickory. What's your pet peeve?
My pet peeve, I waited tables for about 8 years. And I used to hate when I would walk up and be really bubbly and be like, "Hey guys, my name's Casey. I'll be taking care of you today." And they would just scream their drink order at me. They're just like, "Water." They don't even say anything.
Yeah. We're not forming a relationship here, Casey. I just want my water.
Yeah.
Well, on the flip side, my dad keeps the waitress at the table so long that he thinks he's the only table in there. And I feel bad because they don't want to leave. They want to be nice. But my dad will look up and down, you know, like if you had ink or a tat. He wants to know all about the history of the tat that you have or whatever it is.
So. Oh, see, I would love that a whole lot better than the rudeness, though.
Yeah. I guess. Thanks, Casey.
All right, let's talk with Logan in Gastonia. We love it when Logan calls in. What's your pet peeve?
Good morning, guys. So, obviously, I'm not a server anymore. I escaped it. I served my time in the trenches. I've served my country at tables. Right. I don't do it anymore. Don't have the patience. What I always hated, and this was always with the youth-challenged individuals who were maybe gray in the hair and ornery in the face.
Oh.
I hated it when they would lay their tip on the table, in ones, or the series of dollars they had planned to give you, and they would take it away dollar by dollar. Aww. Every time you displeased them,
yeah,
right?
That.
How degrading.
It's embarrassing.
It's infuriating. Look, I'm lucky I didn't catch a charge and snatch some dentures when people did that.
Thanks, Logan.
See, I couldn't dine with somebody like
no,
that.
No, it's annoying. Mm.
I've never seen anybody do that. I've heard of it.
I've seen it before.
It's crazy.
This is Rachel in Kannapolis. What's your pet peeve?
Hey guys. My pet peeve is when I go up to get the drink order and they say they're ready to order their food and then it takes them about 10 or 15 minutes to look at the menu. And you're standing there the whole time, your other tables are looking at you, and they still don't know what they want. They still haven't gotten their drink order. Oh, and you're
but
just
they said they're ready.
Stupid. Yeah. It's annoying.
Hey, Rachel, is it okay if we ask what your favorite thing on the menu is? Or does that put you in a weird spot,
I would have to say the street tacos.
Yeah, but you would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't know if, like, because as a server, you don't want to talk bad. Like, you don't want to say, well, one thing I wouldn't get is, like, the, you know, the grilled fish.
Stay away from the fish.
I think all of our food is very good, but I like the street tacos.
Okay, that's good. Thanks, Rachel.
Yes, is your fish fresh? Yeah, fresh from the microwave. Would you like it?
Between me and you. It's not.
It's me on the fish, eh?
The fish is just on the menu.
Six days old.
Give me $20. I'll tell you where it comes from.
This is Kate in Charlotte. What's your pet peeve, Kate?
I hate when I spend, like, 100% on the table doing everything I can to make them happy, and they give me the greatest verbal tips ever. They go, oh, my God, you're so thank you. You're the best. And then when they leave, their tip is, like, 10% of their bill.
Yep.
That's the worst.
Verbal tip.
I hate for that. Every server ever. That's like the absolute biggest pet peeve.
Yeah. Verbal tip.
You know, I try to do one really big tip a year around the holidays for waitresses and waiters.
Like one lucky waiter or waitress gets a big roy tip.
Typically, it's like a couple days before Christmas. If I go out to eat, I do like a Christmas tip. And I remember one time, me and my buddy Randy, it's typical whenever I go back home in Roanoke. And I asked the waitress, I'm like, so what do you think you were worth? And I was hoping she was going to say a big number. And she's like, I don't know, it was a rough day. Maybe a five?
Aww.
I'm like, well, this backfired.
Roy.
That backfired.
It was a rough day.
Well, Santa Claus is here to tell you.
I was like, I was hoping you'd say something bigger. No. So now I word it differently.
Yeah.
This is Jackie in Hendersonville.
Hey.
I love it up there in Hendersonville. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, so I am a barista, and my biggest pet peeve is when customers are too impatient to wait for their drink and grab the wrong drink.
Yeah.
And then typically they get mad at us for making, quote-unquote, the wrong drink, but really they just grabbed the wrong drink.
Oof. You're not one of those baristas that puts the wrong name on the ticket,
no.
And then that goes viral, right? No, okay.
No. I'm a good barista.
Good, Jackie. Good. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Baristas, too, you guys. That's right. Servers, baristas, flight attendants. We've heard from them all. Just be nice, people.
Yeah.
And tip these
be
servers.
Be appreciative.
Yeah.
They're serving you.
Right. It's like it's no different than if you were in the kitchen of your own house having somebody bringing you stuff.
Right.
You would pay that person. Right. You would tip that person.
Mom.
No, I mean, like, you know, if you hired a personal waitress. Yeah, if you hired a personal waitress in your house.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about, like, I mean, if you're at home, I mean, thank your parents, too.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of love given there without a lot of love given back sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's Dallas listening. Was that
No. That was more. Listen, that was my mom moment. That was more towards the kids than anything else. Being a mom and a dad is really hard. And sometimes you just need a little thank you. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like we opened up a band.
Can I get a damn thank you? The Loren Marola story.
No, Dallas actually cooks a lot more in our household than I do.
I think we uncovered something.
Came from the heart. Loren is tired of bringing the salt and pepper to the table with no thank yous.
Right.
So somebody could please thank Loren.
And in Loren's new house, the distance between the table... and the counter is rather long. Chateau
it's
de Lorraine.
You can get up and get it yourself. No,
is it
kidding.
True that Chateau de Lorraine, when you walk in, Roy, you've been there, has a people mover that takes you from the front of the house to the back?
Oh, my God.
Like the airport?
Yeah, like where you just have to stand there and it moves?
You better change your music.
Yeah, this is me walking into Chateau de Lorraine. Oh, wow, the echo. Hi.
Hello, sir. You're here to see?
Well, Lorraine.
And you are?
Well, her co-host, Roy.
Do you have an appointment?
We've expected you. Will you please get on the people mover and head to the back?
He has like an iPad, the new one, too, to see if I'm on the list.
Yeah.
Yes, Lorraine.
Enjoy the band. May I get you a drink while you're waiting? How long am I going to be waiting? I got to use the bathroom.
Would you like a glass of Prosecco?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.